This is Wine, Women, and Revolution with your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. Hi, and welcome to Wine, Women, and Revolution. I'm your host, Heather Warburton, coming at you here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. You can find us online at www.njrevolutionradio.com. Follow us on all the social medias and get us wherever you get your podcasts from. Today, we are talking about an amazing event we have coming up this weekend. It's the Women, Weed, and Wellness event out in Cherry Hill. And I have with me our primary sponsor who's making this whole thing happen for us, Dana Belka from Canicare Doctors. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you guys got on board with us and are helping us bring this women-specific event to New Jersey, because I think it's really something that's needed.
I absolutely agree with that statement.
And what I really wanted to have you here today, we're not going to give away too much of what we're doing at the event because we want people to come to the event, but we did want to talk a little bit about how you can become a medical marijuana patient in the state of New Jersey. And since you are from Canicare Doctors and are my prescribing doctors, as a matter of fact, who would be better to have on the show than you?
Right. So in New Jersey, there are, I think, 19 qualifying conditions now, all the way from chronic pain to anxiety to PTSD to opioid use disorder to epilepsy, migraines, seizures, Crohn's, MS. I mean, the list just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so you need to have one of those qualifying conditions and your medical records to support your qualifying condition. And then you would bring them in to replace like Canicare Doctors.
So you just go to your regular doctor who's treating you for that, and they say that you have this condition.
Correct. And usually it would be in your notes as well. So okay. When you leave the doctor's office, you get a patient summary. Mm-hmm. Usually in there, it will let you know what you were being treated for or what you were diagnosed with. And then you would bring that in to our office.
Okay, so what happens? I've got my paperwork and I come in, I make an appointment with you guys. How many offices do you have?
So right now we have 5 offices in New Jersey, but we are national. So we are in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Colorado, Texas. We're going to be in New York very soon. Missouri's coming online. Oklahoma's coming online. So a lot of growth is happening with Canicare Doctors. But in New Jersey, right now we require 2 visits. The first visit, you would come in, meet with one of our site coordinators. They do all of the education with you on the program, the rules, the regulations. They help get you registered. And then you would come back in for the second visit. If it can be done in one day, we will do it in one day. But then you would come back, you would meet with the doctor. He would certify you, and then you're good for the year.
All right, so I get the certification. Do you guys fill out the paperwork for me, or do I have to fill that out myself?
We do it for you at Canicare Doctors. It's part of our service. So if you want us to do it, we can. If you want to do it yourself, you can do it yourself too. We also help with the 2-year card renewals at no charge as well too. So.
All right, yeah, I'm a little ways away from my 2-year card renewal, but
some people coming up on their 6-year card renewal, so.
But, you know, it's great that you do help people with that, because yes. It's kind of confusing still. Like, a lot of people I talk to still don't really understand how you get it. And when I say, like, oh, they're the prescribing doctor, well, what's a prescribing doctor? But it's not really a prescription anyway.
Right. It's a recommendation, because marijuana is still a Scheduled 1 drug, so it's not looked at as a prescription. But you need a prescribing doctor to give you the recommendation.
And so you get that paperwork, and then can I go to any dispensary I want?
So you can go to any dispensary that you want in New Jersey. However, you can only be registered at one at a time. So if you wanted to go to Egg Harbor, you can go there to now, and then next week you can go to Curaleaf, but you have to go online and change your primary dispensary.
It's a little annoying.
It kind of is. And actually, you know, they are actually pretty good at doing it for you if you just show up there, mm-hmm. as long as you've been there before.
Right. And it's not that hard to do. You can just do it right on the Department of Health website currently. Who knows when they change things around, because things are changing.
Things seem to be changing every week lately.
Yeah, they definitely do. Now we've got the ballot initiative that we're going to be voting on in 2020.
Yeah, so that's also going to be another game changer.
Right, yeah.
For sure.
And it's not going to be the Department of Health. It's going to be the advisory board.
Yeah, that... they're trying to put a cannabis... committee in place. So that's something that they are working on right now, but at this time it is the Department of Health, and they do have a separate medical marijuana team.
And so when somebody comes into your office, if they've never used cannabis before, do you kind of talk them through a little bit about it, or is that something that happens at the dispensary?
So we offer the education prior, so we go over methods of use and stuff like that. And then the dispensary is supposed to do it as well. So they are supposed to go hand in hand. But because marijuana, it's a Schedule I drug, there's a lot of information that it seems like people don't find out, that they need to find out on their own, because people are still afraid to talk about it.
Right,
if that makes any sense.
Right, there's still this stigma around a medication that's helping people across the world. People have been using it for centuries.
Centuries.
And we have this relationship with the plant that just drastically changed at some point in time because somebody decided it was a bad thing.
Well, it probably helped too many people.
Right. It's a plant. You know, you could grow it yourself quite easily.
And... I say that all the time. It's a plant. It grows in the ground. What is the problem with it?
Right.
We eat plants that grow in the ground. We eat vegetables. I mean, everything we eat comes out of the ground.
Right. There's a friend of the show who says, like, I can grow as many tomatoes as I want. I can grow tomatoes all day long. I can grow peppers. But the one thing that's actually prescribed to me, I can't grow. Yeah, the thing that you're actually like, someone told you this will help your medical condition and you can't grow that, but grow all the corn you want.
And the thing that people, I think, don't understand about the medical cannabis is that it's the micro dosing and the everyday use with micro dosing that you get the relief from it. If you just use it here and there, you will get high.
Okay, let's go into that subject a little bit, because in case anybody doesn't know what microdosing, like if their only experience is they've smoked a joint at a party, you know, and they get high and they laugh at whatever's on Netflix for 2 hours.
Eating their munchies.
Right, and you eat an entire bag of Doritos. But what's microdosing?
Microdosing, it's pretty much when you just take a little bit, so your pain's away, and you go about your day, and then a couple of hours later, you take a little bit more, to keep your pain away, so on and so forth. If you use too much marijuana, then you will get high.
And you'll have that euphoria. Yeah.
Right. So it's just a little bit to ease the pain, to feel the relief.
And people have been microdosing and really keeping severe conditions under control as long as they're keeping that little bit in their system at all times.
I know for myself, it's been every day since 1993 of the microdosing. And that's all I keep coming back to.
And before you started the interview, you were telling me that you were actually in a back brace before you discovered this.
Yep, I wore a back brace from age 11 to 22, never took gym class, never played a sport.
And once you discovered this, you're up, you're active. I see your pictures. You're on Facebook. Yeah. You're out everywhere. You're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I started using it for migraine headaches. I get Bassler migraine headaches every time before it rains. They're very, very rare, so migraine medication wasn't helping them. And my other option was pain pills, and I didn't like them. So a doctor told me in 1993 to smoke marijuana. Best advice any doctor ever gave me. But it really did. 6 months into it, I couldn't understand how a back that I was told I would need surgery on was getting better, and the only thing I changed was marijuana.
It's obvious why you're in this industry. You're so passionate about it, that it really is a calling for you, that you've seen the help, the miracle it's done for you, and you want to share that miracle with other people.
I do, and I've actually gone through a lot to even get here. I mean, I've dealt with family services, had my kids taken away from me, didn't see them for a year, all because I self-medicated. And I refused to give it up because I knew the benefits of what it did to me in 1993. And I want everybody to be able to at least have that option to at least experience what a natural medicine how that can help you, because it can help you.
And Dana is especially very caring about patients, because a while ago, my original my original prescribing doctor kind of went out of business in a rather abrupt manner. And I had an appointment like set for like less than a month. It was maybe like 2 weeks from when, and I'm like, okay, well, and CandaCare had taken over the patient profile. And I'm like, I'm freaking out because I take it for anxiety, you know, so right. This is not helping my anxiety. I'm freaking out. And I think I posted on the Facebook page, like, well, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? And the office I went to was closed. Like, I was freaking out. And you actually personally reached out to me and was like, it's okay, we'll set you up with an appointment, come out here. Yeah. And like, you kind of calmed me down.
There was a lot of patients. I was like a hawk on Facebook, like, oh my God, these patients. I was going crazy because I felt bad for all these patients that I knew needed to get in. And at the same time, because there's been so many problems within the marijuana program in New Jersey with doctors being a little shady, the state is now watching closer and cracking down, that it just created a mass panic. But CandaCare doctors got the state involved in the transition, which really helped with the transition. And then me being so involved, I was able to see people like you on Facebook. Oh my God, don't worry, we got you. We're not going to leave.
And it's not like you're just like an office manager. You are the regional marketing director for CandaCare. Right. Like, so you're not, you know, it's, you are covering a giant area. How many states are you covering?
I cover 4 states and I help with New York. But then I also assist the area manager who also covers the same states. She does the operational side. So I was really assisting her because it was so much so fast and so many patients were just, especially the ones with anxiety, their anxiety got heightened really fast.
Right. You freak out because here's this medicine that keeps your anxiety at bay. Like,
and then our call center was not ready for the volume.
Right.
And it just created the phones to overblow. And then it just created this mass chaos. But we worked through it. We got through to, most of the patients. And, we did the best that we, were able to do. And luckily, the old doctor did assist with some things that we needed that made the transition a little bit easier too.
And I would definitely say I prefer CandaCare doctors as my prescribing doctor versus my old prescriber that I did. You guys are pretty awesome.
Right. And you went into Linwood, right?
Yeah, I went into Linwood.
So you met with Dr. Koff, who's
he's a very nice guy. Yeah. He's so laid back and chill.
Right.
And,
yeah, he really
but
cares.
Like, he actually took my blood pressure reading, like, which never happened at my other prescribing doctor. Like, he took my blood pressure, he took my temperature, like.
And he talked to you.
Yeah. That's about like, oh, okay, well, what are you using? And, how's it working for you? And, it actually was a real, medical conversation, which was very different from my other experience.
Right. And that's why CandaCare doctors, came into New Jersey and took over the patient base to show them that there were other ways out there, and that just because their first experience wasn't so good, it doesn't have to continue that way.
Right. Yeah. So I have to ask you, because, we're doing this Weed and Women event, that what's it like being kind of a powerful woman in the weed world here in New Jersey and in the region?
So I could tell you that there's not enough time in the day. My days run into my nights. My nights run into my weeks. My weeks run into my months. It's always moving and always changing. And it is one of those industries where you just can't take things, personal, and just keep on, keep on moving. Because if you have the passion, that will override anything else out there. But, they say that fast pace, high energy. For me, I never know what the day is going to bring.
Right.
I can have it planned one way and that's not going to happen.
Right. We had this interview scheduled before and you're like, I got to go to Massachusetts today. I'm sorry. I can't
right.
come to the studio.
They just pop up out of nowhere. And I think it's also because the industry itself every day is always changing, state by state and, on a national level too. So, you've states that were medical, now they're rec. So I think that 2020, we're going to see a lot of changes in the industry, but the industry itself, I don't think is even really surfaced yet, if that makes any sense.
Right. Do you find yourself very much in the minority, being the only woman at the table sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. But lately I feel like it's more of a women's world.
we're kind of slowly taking over.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that. I feel like women, you know, are more true to their passions, and it's not just so much, let's get on the next bandwagon. You know, I've seen a lot of people also in the space come and go.
Right.
Too. So I think the ones with the real passion and the real, you know, knowledge and really want to be there will be there as the industry grows. And I know I'm one of those people.
Yeah, I can imagine you'll be around. You'll be in this industry as long as you can.
I never thought I'd find myself here, but I truly, truly enjoy helping people get their medical marijuana card and then seeing the results. Mm-hmm. Like, I have seen results that I'm like, wow, like speechless.
Yeah, speechless. It can be a pretty profound effect on
people. To help give somebody back their quality of life, I find that to be very rewarding. It's definitely not about the money.
So we're having this event this weekend, and it's going to be awesome. Yes. I'm so looking forward to it. The amazing people at the Cherry Hill Women's Center are hosting us. They're giving us the whole run of the building.
Oh my God.
So we're going to have vendors in different rooms. We're going to have one room set aside just for getting massages in, and we've got the essential oil demo. I'm still not sure if we have the yoga demo or not.
We're going to get her.
But we have a lot of really awesome vendors. We have speakers. Obviously, Dana will be one of our speakers. You can come. You can meet her.
We'll have information on how to get the card.
We'll have information about Acanicare doctors in general, where the offices are. You can meet somebody who's a professor who runs the cannabis minor out at Stockton. You can meet the woman who's the co-owner of the joint in Trenton, and she'll be one of our speakers. We have just amazing speakers. We have a woman who runs a company that's bidding for one of the licenses, one of the minority licenses is going to be one of our speakers.
Wow.
We just have an amazing group of women.
It's going to be a fun afternoon.
Yeah. And you can get all your questions answered, explore your relationship in like a friendly, woman, positive, supporting environment. So
no judging.
No judging. Oh, and there's going to be chocolate. So yeah. What more do you need?
Not much more. Not much more.
And I really want to thank you and Canicare Doctors for enabling us to have this event.
Yeah, and thank you for having us too. I mean, I think this is something we should do on a bigger level.
Yeah, I think we're going to have many of these. This may become a touring show that we're going to do here. And wherever, you know, we're starting off in South Jersey because, you know, all good things start off in South Jersey here. But, you know, we'll take it up to North Jersey, New York, Philly,
Massachusetts, Maryland, all over. Colorado.
The women are the future of the weed movement, I think.
Yes.
Any last words before we close it out for today?
No, I'm just looking forward to our event and having all the wonderful women come out and just having a great day.
To my listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully, if you were considering or wondering how do you get your medical marijuana card in New Jersey, you got some of your questions answered. And if that's something that you think is going to be right for you, you can start moving that process forward. I'm sure Canicare Docs would love to have you as one of their patients. And, you know, it really can change your life if it's something that's the right fit for you and you have one of these conditions. It can have profound effects. So thank you so much for joining us here today. And, you know, we have these kinds of conversations as activists, as patients, as people that just care about things. And most of the time, we do not actually get any corporate money for our show because very rarely do people want to hear about the kinds of things we're talking about. So, you know, if you do want to hear about these kind of conversations and want to keep these conversations going, if you can go onto our website and click on the donate button, it's www.njrevolutionradio.com. The donate button's right there. We can take your money any way you want to give it to us. We can take PayPal. We can take Venmo. We can take Patreon, Cash App. No matter how you want to give us money, we can take it. And we appreciate every dollar you give us. It all really helps us a lot. The future's yours to create. Go out there and create it.